Well, tell us about the Amari situation, and Charles, we'll get to his quote in just a second, but basically, you know how he felt, that he didn't think that microfracturing is something that, with a young talent like that, that you can risk that in for even a year. And as it turned out, it put pressure on his other knee, and there are whispers that his lateral movement, as you and I have talked about, isn't yet there, but then again, he's still supremely talented as well. What about it? Let's first start with his attitude and with your strategy for this year compared to last year.
Well, I think we're in a totally different situation. Last year, he was totally in rehab mode and trying to figure it out. Now, he's still in rehab mode, but he can produce a little bit for us now, and I think his biggest thing has been his work ethic has been there. He's been he's been a little frustrated at times because he doesn't have the quick explosiveness that he used to have. But bottom line is if you look at the history of this injury, he has a very sound, structural sound knee. His microfracture surgery knee is doing terrific. His other knee has given him a little bit of problems just from it being a little bit sore and stiff at times, but it's a process he has to work through. Our training staff here does a fantastic job with Aaron Nelson, our head trainer, and the whole staff here. So it's a process, but most of the history of these injuries, it takes a year and a half, sometimes 2 years. That's how difficult an injury it is. Him being young, strong, athletic, explosive, maybe it makes it even a little bit more difficult because of the explosiveness, but it's just the time factor. I think the frustration factor for the organization is we want him back as soon as we can. The frustration factor for him is he wants to get back as soon as he can, but you can't rush time and you can't rush healing. And that's going to take some time. We have to be patient. He has to be patient. But as long as the effort and the energy and the enthusiasm and all the directions, point towards him being healthy down the road, that's the key.
Well, we're joined by Seth Joyner, who knows a lot about injuries. In fact, Seth, you and I talked about the frustrations when you felt like this is the NFL, this is the Philadelphia Eagles, but they didn't quite give you all the information about your injury. And as you listen to this story with a team that clearly cares about its players, clearly wants to have players that feel respected and in turn give back to the community, as you heard from one of the best young coaches in the NBA and Mike D'Antoni earlier. What do you think about the situation with Amari, and do you think the Suns are handling it right?
Well, I do think they're handling it right. I had some reservations about last year, him coming back at the end of the season. I've played with some guys, and I know plenty of guys who've had that microfracture surgery, and I've had, a lesser surgery on my knee. I understand the time frame in which, it takes to heal. I had a scope, and a scope, sometimes you can go in and clean it out and it's fine. Guys are right back at work. And other times, if you have any kind of injury that needs to be repaired, sometimes it could take a whole year to heal up. Now, granted, he's a younger player, but I just, what this guy means to the Suns organization, I think that they're doing the right thing now by just taking their time and allowing him to heal, let him come around slowly but surely. Hopefully by the midway point, he'll be 100% because he means a lot to his organization, and they paid him a lot of money, right before he got injured as well. So when you factor in all of those things, it's my opinion that they're handling it, the best way that they possibly